Glory to God. We're just going to jump in today. I've been just meditating and thinking about some things all week, since actually the last couple of weeks. And there's one word that just, I mean, it's big in me, and I believe it's the Holy Ghost wants us to think about something today, and we're going to get something out of this today. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, we're going to welcome everybody again. Welcome our Facebook family and YouTube family and those tuning in. We welcome you today. It's a brand new year. It's a great year. And as far as I'm concerned, last year was the best year that I ever had. And this year is the best year we're going to have. It's going to be even better than last year.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So something I was sharing in kind of thinking about and meditating about this message today, you know, sometimes it's good to just wait on God and follow His directions, but I got one word, and it's the theme of what we're going to spend a lesson on or two, and I just kept hearing this word, focus, 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 focus. And that's the word that I kept hearing in my spirit. And I said, okay, we're going to go and just go down this path a little bit and look at some things. And I said, you know, when you look at just life in general, there's so many things that try to capture our attention. So many things that are noisy. You know what I mean? You be going along in life and things have a lot of noise and can begin to distract you and pull you off in a direction, and you get off focus. You know, a lot of people do. You know, you talk about getting off focus, you get, you know, you see it all the time. Oh, we're going to make a New Year's resolution. Oh, yes. And we're going to go to the gym, and we're going to exercise, and then somebody puts a nice big plate of food in front of you, and you go, ah, tomorrow. You got distracted. By those tacos. But you understand my point. You know, whatever that focus is, you know, you could decide, I'm going to go back to school, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to study more. And things can distract us in life. It can be a lot of distractions. And the noise of those distractions can be so great that they begin to do what? Pull your focus. Cause you to be what? Become distracted from the things that you should stay focused on. And, you know, we're just talking about worldly distractions, but those worldly distractions can distract you from spiritual things. And that is the key. God is saying, wait a minute. If you get too focused on worldly things that have no eternal value, then that's not good, is it? We need to be focused on heavenly things, eternal things. That's what the scripture says. And so he just kept putting that in my heart. You know, the distractions of life, you know, they can be family, children, finances, marriage things, job, money, any of those kind of distractions can come and cause us to get so consumed with that distraction, I don't see anything else. You know, if I'm focused on something, let's just say I'm focused over here on Pastor Enrique, and I'm just focused on him, and I'm so fixed, my gaze is set on him, I don't see anything else. Because my focus is on that, and I don't see anything else. So that focus, you need to begin to look at that and say, what's my focus on? Because I can guarantee you, what you focus on is what you think about. And what you think about is what you talk about. And the more you talk about it, it gets down where? In your heart. And when it gets down in your heart, you start talking about it, and you start talking about the problem and what you're focused on. And you begin to talk about that and becomes a mountain, doesn't it? We're not supposed to talk about the mountain. We're supposed to talk to the mountain. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be what? Thou removed. Not come and stay. So our focus, this is what I'm talking about today. Our focus, what's your focus on? And there's so much scripture that, you know, that we need to look at, but I'm just going to look at a few. But the noise of these distractions can cause some of us to forget that God loves us. That's the one thing. Those distractions can become so noisy that you get so consumed that you forget God loves me. And not only does he love me, he lives in me. That's the other thing. So don't forget who loves you. Don't forget who lives in you. Don't forget that the comforter, the helper, the greater one lives in you. Don't forget that. Don't forget that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to stir that up. Don't forget that. Don't forget heavenly things. Have a God perspective. What did Brother Hagin say all his life? Be God inside minded. Not worldly minded, not problem minded. Doesn't mean problems don't come and try to come. We're not talking about that. But I have not, when those things come, be heavenly minded. Change your focus. Look at that thing and say, no, no, you can't stay here. And you speak the word to the problem. That's our focus, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, just think about it. 2 weeks ago, let's not forget, Pastor Enrique taught, right? When God gets in your boat, it's not to what? When Jesus gets in your boat, it's not to do what? Impress you, but to what? Bless you. That's your perspective. He's in me. He's in my boat. He's inside me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, just think about the scripture. Jesus said in John 14, verse 10, he said what? The words that I speak unto you, he speaks not of himself. He said, but the Father that what? Dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So I just want to do a little review here. I'm not getting on Pastor Enrique's message, but it got me to thinking about when I started, I wasn't even thinking about his message, what the Holy Ghost gave him. But all I kept hearing was focus, focus, focus. And I said, that's what happened to the disciples when they got into the ship or the boat. And Jesus said, let's go to the other side. They got their focus off of who was in the boat. They got their focus on the wind and the waves and the problem. If you go back and you look at that story, or not story, but chapter, let's take a moment. It'll do you good. Look back at Matthew chapter 8. If you look at the context of that story. Who's with Jesus? I mean, here he said, just think about this for a moment. When you think about the disciples that got all out of focus with the storm, right at the beginning of that story, in that chapter, Jesus goes into Capernaum with his group, his posse. The posse that got all out of sorts. And what happened? The centurion came. Oh, they were with him. And the centurion said, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Just speak the word from where you are and it'll be done. And I like what the New Living Translation says in Matthew 8. It says here, see, this is what I'm talking about. In verse 18 in the New Living, it says, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, because he's teaching now, right? Near the shore. He said, he instructed his disciples. Who did? Jesus instructed his disciples to cross to the other side of the lake. But remember what we said in John 14. He said, I do nothing except I hear my Father speak to me, give me the instructions. It's he that does the work. So they should have been well comforted at that point that Jesus told us to go to the other side. We're going to the other side. Right? That's the same thing with us. Jesus said, by his stripes ye are healed. We can rest. He's in us. The healer is inside of us. Wisdom is inside. I don't know what I'm going to do. The wisdom of God is in us. The peace of God is in us. Why are we upset? And that's when what happened. It says, suddenly a fierce storm struck the lake with waves breaking into the boat, Jesus sleeping, and they're saying, Lord, please wake up. We're going to die. And he said, we're going to the other side. But think about what happened here. If you go through the centurion, the story of the centurion, he said, let's go to the other side. And so why, if you go further on in that chapter, why did he go to the other side? Because there were two demoniacs that needed to be delivered. And then that whole story where what happened? Jesus cast the demons into the pigs and they all, you know, they all ran into the sea or went over the cliff into the sea and they kicked them out of the country and then they came back, right? I mean, the disciples were distracted. They got their focus off of who was with them. And that's the key. You can get so caught up. I mean, just think about it. Could you imagine thousands of pigs going off the cliff? I mean, that must have been a scene. So just those things, when you look at that, Peter's focus, same thing. What happened when Jesus told them to go to the other side? They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, and a storm comes up, and here comes Jesus walking on the water. And they're like, oh my God, it's a ghost. He said, fear not, it's me. And what did Peter do? Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. Come to me. And he said, all right, come. Peter gets out of the boat. And what happened? He got his focus off on the wind and the waves. And what did he do? He began to sink. He was walking on the water. Same thing. We can be going along great and get our focus off of the word, off of who's in us, and get consumed with all the issues of life. And we can get off of that and in trouble with our thinking and our heart. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying think about it. Because somebody needs this. Because if it's not you, it's the people online. Somebody needs this, I'll tell you, besides me. Because we need to have heavenly affections, heavenly viewpoint about things, things that have eternal value. What did Jesus say? Jesus said in John 16, 63, he said what? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have what? Tribulation. But be of good cheer, or good courage. I have overcome the world, or he conquered it. That's what the Passion translation. He conquered the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just think about this. The devil, when you think about this, when he creates all of these distractions, what is he really after? He's after your love walk, and he's after your faith. Because if he can do that, then you don't please God. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So he'll get you off and get your focus and attention on something that has no eternal value. Faith comes by what? Hearing the problem, hearing the word. And so that's where faith comes. What was our instructions? To walk by faith and not by sight. So we're to walk not by and be motivated by and moved by the issues that we face in life. What does the scripture say in 1 John 5:4? It says, whosoever is born of God is what? Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, what? Even our faith. So faith will overcome any situation that you run into in life. Faith in God will allow you, will cause you to overcome. That's what the scripture says. I mean, just think about what you would think the Lord would have consoled Peter. He said, oh, ye of little faith, why didn't you walk on the water? I told you to come. So when he said, when Peter began to sink, immediately Jesus grabbed him and pulled him up. It wasn't as if Jesus was right there. He instantly was there to help him. And what happened? He gets him up in the boat and he says, oh, ye of little faith. Not, I'm sorry you sunk. He didn't give him a little kudo hug. He upbraided him because why? They've been around him for enough time to see what he's been doing and what he expected them to do, to operate in faith. And I think the same goes with us. God's given us enough that we cannot. He's saying, look, distractions are going to come. Don't let them get your focus off on me and my word, right? Don't let it get off of that. 2 Corinthians 4:17 in the New Living, it says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. See, always remember your present troubles are what? Temporary. They won't last. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. And this is what verse 18 says. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that what? Cannot be seen. For the things we see now will what? Soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. That's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to fix our gaze on. Faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So my faith is in something not seen. And I expect it to come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me read this. I think this really kind of sums up today. There's a couple of other scriptures, two in particular. But Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. This really, to me, kind of summarizes what God wants us to look at here today. Getting our thoughts fixed on things that matter. You know, that's why I like, you know, Pastor Clinton used to have this saying all the time he was alive. He'd say, Jesus, help me now. Jesus is what? Our focus, and kingdom building is our job. I mean, he said it 100 times. Jesus is our focus, and kingdom building is our job. But Colossians chapter 3 in verse 1 through 3 in the King James, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. What's verse 2 say? Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For what does it go on to say? For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm hidden with Christ. My life is hidden in Christ in God. And what am I supposed to do? Set my affections on things above, not on things of the earth. That doesn't mean we don't have things that we enjoy. It doesn't say we shouldn't enjoy them. What it's saying is don't set your affections on them. Pastor Clinton used to use this term. I'm going to tell you, some of those things, you know, you used to look at it, but the more you live in life, he used to say, wear this world like a loose-fitting garment, like a loose coat. Wear it such that, let it go. Set your affections on him, because he can always replace what you have seemingly thought you lost. He can replace it with greater. Yes. Look at Job. Yes. Come on now. Yes. God is in the business of blessing. Yes. So if he asks you to do something, he will bless. Hallelujah. Listen to the New Living Translation of this. It says Colossians 3, 1 through 3, it says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven. Oh, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Now, what else does it say? Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. These are some other translations. I get these out of the a book that I have, Mark Hankins has, with different translations. This is the Dean translation, D-E-A-N-E. It says, your thoughts must be fixed on the things of heaven. Listen to this. This is the Lovett translation, L-O-V-E-T-T. Oh, I like this. Shift your ambitions to heaven. Shift your ambitions to heaven. Your master reigns there. That's the place to invest. Oh, yeah. Shift your ambitions to heaven. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have other ambitions, but don't let those ambitions get in the way and distract you from heavenly ambitions. This is the Johnson paraphrase. It says, if indeed you have experienced God's resurrection power, then live a resurrection life. Now, this is the Passion Translation. I like this the best. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. You can read it on the screen. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Listen to verse 2. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, not the distractions of the natural realm. Don't fill your thoughts with distractions. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. What does that mean? I'm a new person in Christ. The real me is an overcomer. The real me is a champion. I'm not a loser. And these things don't define me. They can't overcome me. That's what we're to fill our thinking with, not the problem. That's what this is saying. Feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Oh, yes. And not with the distractions of the natural realm. You know, it can become, if you let it, it can become discouraging to see what's going on in society today. You see Christians bickering with one another over social issues when we ought to be doing what? Filling our thoughts with heavenly realities, not with distractions of this earth. That's what's going on. And we need to check it. You know what they say? Check it from the neck up. Do a checkup from the neck up. You need to watch what you're focused on and thinking about. Because the devil wants to use these distractions in life so that the body of Christ is not united. He wants us to walk out of love. And he knows just exactly what buttons to push to do that. And everybody here, sitting here, knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, as much as this is a blessing, this can be a curse if you let it. Because just like the TV, this has got an off button. And you can choose to do what? Let it fill your thoughts. Or you say, no, I'm not looking at that. I'm not going to engage in that. Say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is speaking. I'm telling you right now, he put this strong in my heart, and he's saying, look, you need to get your focus on the right things. Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is the Passion Translation of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8 in the Passion Translation. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. then God's wonderful peace that does what? Transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. Boy, I tell you, that caused me to stop right there when I was grabbing that scripture. Here's why, when you go back, just go back and think about what Pastor Enrique taught the other week. He said, you need to do what? Rest and stop worrying. The minute he did, the answer came. Why? Because he was at peace. This is what this is saying. It says here, God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. When you're at peace, the answers come. And the devil knows this. He wants to get you all in distracted, in a roar, all in upset, and then you can't hear because you're not at peace. What does this else say? It says, verse 8, so keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and what? Fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Glory to God. Set your affections on things above, not on the distractions of this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. And he sure has been merciful to us. Make a decision in this new year. You know, we say we're going to make a resolution. Make a decision to grow in this area. The minute you feel that you're being distracted or pulled away and you feel not at peace, stop. Stop. Because though, if you begin to develop that habit, then you'll say, no, wait a minute. Why? No, what does the word say? You know, all through, you know, sometimes I go back and I reflect on things that Brother Hagin taught all through his 60 years of ministry. And he would say, you know, during the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, when all of the upheaval in society and wars and all of that, and ministers would come to him and say, oh, Brother Hagin, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And he'd say, what does the word say? That's what we're going to do. And that's exactly what we're talking here. People say, oh, well, what are we going to do? That hasn't changed today. People say the same thing. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What does the word say? Set and fix your gaze on things above. His word is what? Forever settled in heaven. I mean, turn over to Ephesians just for a minute. We're going to close here. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. I'm going to read it from the King James. You can read it from whatever because I'm just grabbing this. But what does this say? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who what? Oh, let's stop here. What is hath? I mean, it's already been done, isn't it? Hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So everything you need, you've been blessed with. You've already been blessed with peace. Jesus said so. You've already been blessed with deliverance from bondage. You've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. You've already been blessed with healing. Who hath bore my sins and he bore my sicknesses. So we've been blessed with peace. We've been blessed with the greater one living in us. So we are blessed with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Keep and set your affections and fix your thoughts on that rather than the problem that you're facing. That problem has to change. It's temporary. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is good, isn't he? Say, I'm going to keep my focus on heavenly things and not worldly distractions. Glory to God. Well, what am I going to do? I lost my job. God will give you a better job. What am I going to do? I got this sickness in my body. Speak to it. You've already been healed. Hallelujah. Get quiet. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, and he'll give you the answer on what to do. He'll tell you what to say. He'll tell you where to go and what to do. Right procedures, right doctors. Right things to do. If you get at peace and rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's praise the Lord a minute. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you, Lord, that we overcome. Thank you that we set our focus and fix our gaze on things above, not on the devil's distractions, not on worldly distractions. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the answers to the problems we face. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We glorify you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We glorify you. And we praise your name. We bless your name. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I just say this, you know, there's something that not just Pastor Enrique, I'm just highlighting him, but just I'm bringing back. What did he say? He said, these things that you know, getting distracted, he said, you're going to need to get your eyes on things and remember that Jesus is in your boat. Yes. And the other thing is, it's a process. You just think, oh, I'm going to hit a button and everything's going to be good, everything's going to be cool. No, the devil's going to fight you to keep you distracted. Remember, your words are your faith speaking. So you need to get your words changed. Get the ship, get the rudder, get the ship turned around. It's going to take some time before that ship starts to turn around. And your tongue is the rudder. And you need to get your words changed and say, I'm going to focus on heavenly things. God's going to show me exactly what to do in life, how to overcome, how to live an overcoming life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you that it's life to us. And just like we sang this morning in the words, focus your eyes on Jesus. Those words, your heart will skip with joy and laughter as your light floods in. As we let the light of the word flood into our hearts will skip with joy and laughter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha on the devil. Ha, ha, ha on the devil. Ha, ha, ha on the devil. Ha, ha, ha on the distractions. You can't have me. You can't distract me anymore. I've exposed it in the name of Jesus. For some, God, this is exposing something in our hearts that we need to correct. Stop being distracted. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's just before, I don't know who's here with us. I didn't ask if anybody's here, but for the sake of those here and the sake of those watching online, if you desire to know this great Savior that has come to live in us and give us peace and joy and wisdom and salvation and healing, then it's very simple. You believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, he's the Savior, and he was raised from the dead. If you do that, then you believe that and confess that with your mouth, you will be saved. That's what the scripture says. So let's make this profession of faith. Father God, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He took my sins to hell, and when sin was paid for, he was raised along with me from the dead. Now I believe that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me and is making someone new in me. I believe that I am saved. Glory to God. And that simple prayer, if you just believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, then you are saved. Glory to God. So just contact us, let us know that you made that profession of faith, and we'll send you some information as to who you've become in Christ, a new person. Glory to God. Glory to God.